At the 2013 Agri-Marketing Conference, I am speaking with agriculture's professional funny man, and that's Damian Mason. Damian, you are one of the workshop presenters here at this conference and going to give us a little going-away message here at our closing brunch. We always like to try to talk to folks like you and just get a takeaway message that you would like people who have attended here, seen you, and heard you. What are some of the thoughts you wanted to have them come away with?
I was booked to do two different things here, Chuck. The breakout session we call Agriculture, Trends, Topics, and Tomorrow. I tell everybody right up front, I'm not a professor. I'm not an expert per se. I'm an Ag Econ graduate from Purdue University that went into a business of comedy and professional speaking. But when you do comedy and professional speaking, especially coming up as I did from a political comedy standpoint, you become a professional observer of people and trends and things that are going on. So this is a discussion on the issues facing the business of food, fiber, and fuel production. That's what we covered in the workshop session that was a 60-minute session. I tried to do a very good job, as best I could, of saying, here's the topic, here's the data, here's my opinion, here's a prediction. Anybody want to intermingle or change the direction of this? Anybody want to agree or disagree? Then the program that I'm going to be doing coming up is humor for the heart of agriculture, and that's more feel good about the industry that is agriculture and a lot of laughs.
So getting back to like the outlook here, what were maybe a couple things that you would see looking at ahead for agriculture?
The future for agriculture is good. It's bountiful. We're going to have great years. We're going to have a great opportunity to make a lot of money. But we're going to be more heavily regulated. I would say look to the EU and what's happened in Europe. I told this audience today that we're going to end up having battle lines drawn on agriculture. Think of red state versus blue state. Just like Indiana is now trying to put in legislation that will protect farm operators from trespassers with cameras that are trying to defame them. Other states are actually coming out against agriculture. So we're going to have a state-to-state battle lines. I think there will be an outcry as we move forward for federal regulation to a greater degree. I do think that we have an issue in agriculture where we're making a lot of money and we get a little bit more of a target on our back. Nobody was going to come around pestering us 10 years ago or certainly 20 years ago or certainly in the mid-80s, but they are now because they hear that we're making money. Also, I pointed out that land values are going to decrease. I said 25 to 35% in the next 3 to 5 years. I don't think I'm off on that. When the Wall Street Journal has cover stories about land values and the money being made in agriculture, it's got me a little concerned. Yeah. More importantly, when I have people that are my friends at my friends in Arizona talking about buying and investing in agricultural dirt, it tells me that the end is near.
So that seems
a the end is there.
It's not funny, but I can look at that in a humorous way.
I'm not saying the end is there. The end is not near for production agriculture. The end is near for the run up in land values.
Yeah.
Now agriculture is, I think, going to be fine. Do I think it's going to be a soft landing? There will be some adjustments. The equity position of agriculture is very, very strong, and we still have such a good global marketplace.
Yeah.
So we're going to be fine, but there's going to be less. Less held net worth in dirt because there's just going to be less buyers for it. Interest rates are going to go up, and there's also going to be a lot of other competitive investment places to go with your money. Stock market's at an all-time high.
Yeah. So coming up next, want everybody to come away from here with a little feel-good message, like you said, for the heart. Got any message along that line you'd like to leave people with?
When we go into this brunch for NAMA, I'm going to deliver 60 minutes of feel-good, funny, ag-themed comedy and hilarious stories. I want these people, it's the closing banquet for them, and I want them to just relax, have a good time. And we're all in the business of agriculture. Let's have some laughs that they can relate to. It's clean PG-13 humor, and I want them to enjoy it.
Well, I'm looking forward to that very much. Thank you very much, Damian, for visiting with me here at the 2013 Agri-Marketing Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.
Thank you, Chuck.